An old traditional brewery decided to install a new canning line so that its beer products could be marketed to supermarkets. This represented a major change for the company, and local dignitaries and past employees were invited to witness the first running of the new canning line, which was followed by a buffet and drinks. After the new line had been switched on successfully, the guests relaxed in small groups to chat and enjoy the buffet. In a quiet corner, though, there stood three men discussing trucks and transport and distribution. One was the present distribution manager, and the other two were past holders of the post, having retired many years ago. Together, they represented three generations of company distribution management spanning over 60 years. The present distribution manager confessed that his job was becoming more stressful because company policy required long deliveries be made on Monday and Tuesday, and only short deliveries on Friday. He said, "It's so difficult to schedule things efficiently. Heaven knows what we're going to do with these new cans and the tight demands of supermarkets." The former distributor said, "Oh, that was the same policy in my day. It always seems strange to me." The third man nodded and was thinking hard, trying to recall the strange policy's roots many years ago when he would have been a junior in the department. And after a pause, he smiled and then ventured a suggestion.
"I think I remember now. It was the horses. During the Second World War, with fuel rationing, we mothballed the trucks and went back to using horses. On Mondays, the horses were well rested after the weekend, hence the long deliveries. By Friday, of course, the horses were so tired they could only handle the short local drops."
Soon after the opening of the new canning line, the company changed its delivery policy.
This has been A Tale in 2 Minutes. I'm Jay Stetzer, the storyteller, for All in a Story Productions. Visit me on my website, www.jstetzer.com.